Hey everyone, it is Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. I'm back this week for another podcast. Not that anybody fucking listens to them yet, but I'm hoping someday this will take off and people will start listening to my podcast. I hope no one listened to last week's. I was fucking hammered when I did it. I had gone to the liquor store that day and bought three different bottles of liquor, and I think I drank half of them in a few hours before I did that podcast. So if anyone listened to it last week, or if anyone starts listening in the future and goes back that far and hears that one, I apologize. I didn't even want to listen to it. I didn't even post it on YouTube. That one was no good at all. So what's up? Cold as shit here in New Hampshire this week. Snowed a couple times. My fucking motorcycle is covered in snow because I'm an asshole and didn't get a cover for it. So it's just been sitting out there getting snowed on. I don't like that shit at all. So that sucks. Get into some of the stuff that I've written down that I want to talk about this week. Start off with I just read a news article about a roadblock in Texas. I guess it was in North Fort Worth, I think is what it said. This roadblock, people were being directed into a parking lot, and they were being asked if they could, let's see here, what did they want? It was apparently being run by a National Traffic Safety Bureau, and they were being asked if they would be willing to submit a free breathalyzer test to see if they were intoxicated. They were being offered $10 to do a cheek swab for DNA, and they were being offered $50 to do a blood test, which I think is fucking crazy. I can't believe that, you know, I can't believe what shit's coming to with that stuff, you know, offering people $50, especially today. I mean, even me, I know where that's going to go. I know how that's going to end up. And I'd still be wondering about the blood test and whether or not I want to do it. I know that in my head I should be saying, hell no, I don't want to fucking do that. But for $50, you know, that's not a terrible way to make some money in one day. I guess they're doing it in 30 cities across the country. It's voluntary, and wrong, and immoral. I can't imagine who signed off on that. I guess the National Traffic Safety Bureau is refusing phone calls about it, and they don't want to talk about it. I wonder if it'll keep going on. It was one person who did it, and that one person called the news station to talk about it, and they investigated it. The police departments from that area knew nothing about it. I guess it was contracted workers who were running the test. So really the NTSB could have complete deniability about the whole thing and say, oh yeah, well, it wasn't us because it was these contractors. So, I think that shit's crazy. I think that, I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do with this country. Like I said in my first podcast, I mean, I don't know a ton about politics, but I do know that shit is just not right. There's a lot of things in this country right now that are not going, the way our forefathers would have probably seen. You know, with stuff like that going on and all the money that gets taken to us. That whole NTSB thing, that's $8 million is what they say. The whole thing was put in for $8 million. We couldn't find someplace better to put $8 million. Last night I was reading up on some secret spy plane that's never been admitted by the government, called Project Aurora, spy plane is supposedly flies at I don't know, 10 or 15 times, maybe it's 10, like 10 times the speed of sound, which is somewhere around 7,000 or 8,000 miles per hour, and it can fly at like, I think it says it flies at like 90,000 feet. It might fly higher than that. I don't actually know, you know, what a high altitude would be considered for a spy plane. But I know that one person in Texas somehow determined that this plane was flying over their house at 90,000 feet, doing 10 times the speed of sound, and it shook his house, which is fucking insane that anything from that distance, 90,000 feet, that's many miles above the earth, could shake your fucking house. Look it up. It's pretty cool. I like that shit. I like, you know, there's people that like the conspiracy stuff where the government is stealing money from us, which I totally believe, but I just can't understand a lot of it. Personally, I like the conspiracy stuff where the government is, has these black budgets and secret projects that, you know, are just ridiculous technology. I think about the way our technology has jumped in the last 50 years. And I don't remember if I talked about this last week on that podcast, because again, I was fucking hammered. But, how fucking far in advance do we need to be? How far ahead of our time do we need to go? Right now, I think that our technology, I heard somewhere, is like 50 years beyond where it should be. So, couldn't we take a break for like 10 fucking years and maybe save some money rather than dumping billions of dollars into secret projects every year? I read someplace else that the black budget, which is the government's secret budget, one of my fucking cats trying to jump around here. Don't come over here like we're friends now. Like you didn't just do something wrong. Okay, you know, I'm trying to do something here and you can't lay there. Okay, go away. Go lay down somewhere. Not on my notebook. Anyway, sorry about that. So, what the fuck was I talking about? Budgets, you know, the government has a fucking couple $1 trillion budget right now to cover all this nonsense that I don't even think is necessary right now. Like, well, a lot of people are with me on that, but you think about a president gets $450,000 a year after he serves his term in office. How fucking sweet would that be? That you could work. Well, I know that it takes some time. You know, I couldn't just jump into the president's office right now and be done. So I know it takes some time to get there. But I mean, you go to college, right? And there's only been, what, 46 presidents or something like that? So there's only 5 or 6 of them that are surviving right now. And, George Bush Sr., he's going to be on his way out the door pretty soon. Same with Jimmy Carter. Those two have got to be on their way out before long. But nonetheless, they're each getting 450 grand a year to sit around and do nothing. Why? Why are we paying these retired presidents that much money? That's a pretty sweet gig. You go and basically don't do a fucking thing. Don't change a fucking thing for 4 to 8 years. In the case of Bill Clinton, get accused of all this shit and face possible impeachment. And, you know, Barack Obama, who I voted for Obama, don't fucking kill me, but I did. And, you know, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't changed anything. And for the most part, the people who voted for him are pissed off, about the things that he's done or said. And, you know, so these guys are going to get 450 grand a year for what? They didn't do anything. They didn't do a fucking thing. So, but anyways, the black budget there, you know, that's part of that 450 grand, each of those guys. It's, what, a couple million dollars almost, somewhere in that area. And, they're, you know, that's part of the black budget, that's part of the budget, that's part of the regular budget. And then you got budgets for, like, each member of Department of Homeland Security is, let's just say, 50 grand a year. I think that's anywhere from about 50 grand to like 120. I think the director of Homeland Security gets like somewhere around there, like 120 or 130 grand a year. The Postmaster General, he gets like 380 grand a year to be Postmaster General. All these huge salaries, and that's just a part of that budget, of our huge, ginormous budget. You got equipment and all this other shit. So, but anyways, the military gets a $100 billion black budget, which is projects that are not being admitted to by the government. Those are projects that people, that go into things like the U-2 spy plane would have been part of the black budget. Where the government is putting money towards this, but can't actually put it on paper what it's for. So, $100 billion black budget, we can't take that money and put it someplace else because we're 50 years beyond. There's no other country in the world that's even close to us with what kind of power we have. We can't take a break for a few years and maybe save some fucking money. It's just insane. But I love that Area 51 government conspiracy stuff, you know, shit like that. That's kind of my thing. That's more where I'm at. I do want to watch some of the you know, we just had the JFK 50 year anniversary. I'd like to watch some of the JFK conspiracy videos. I read a few quick paragraphs out of a magazine the other day about what some of the conspiracy theorists think about JFK getting killed, and some people think that it was the CIA because JFK was going to interrupt their dealings with Castro, and some people think it was Castro because JFK was going to shut down his country or something like that. Some people think it was Russia because of the Cold War. So I think that'd be cool to learn a little bit more about that. I think I watched one documentary a long time ago that was kind of a mashup of what happened and kind of just a few glimmers of the people that got killed. That Lee Harvey that killed JFK? I don't fucking know. That might have been who killed Abraham. I don't know. Maybe Lee Harvey. But if it was Lee Harvey, for one guy to kill someone and then immediately go to a movie theater, and then within days he gets mysteriously killed again. I mean, that's the makings of a conspiracy right there. You got to take out the person who you got to take out the person who you're accusing of the crime, so that then it's a shut case. I'm also big into the 9/11 conspiracies, and a lot of people wouldn't agree with me on that, but I do think that it's very interesting. I watched one video where like 10 people who said they saw something that day said that they saw certain things, like they saw workers in the building attaching C4 to pillars. There was like 10 different people who had seen certain things up to, you know, leading up to 9/11, and as soon as they went on video saying that they saw these things, they were dying in mysterious car accidents and getting shot in alleyways and things that just don't make sense, things that just don't add up. Another thing for me was Osama bin Laden. The SEALs not being able to take him alive, and then a few weeks later, SEAL Team 6 has a helicopter shot down that kills a bunch of them. Excuse me. Just that kind of shit just interests me. It intrigues me. Makes me curious about stuff like that. So, moving on. Kanye West. I heard yesterday that anyone who listens to this, if you do, a couple weeks ago, maybe even a month ago now, Tom Cruise said, and apparently he didn't say it. I don't know the whole truth because I've heard so many different stories, and a lot of those stories have come from unreliable places like TMZ and Huffington Post and I don't know where else I heard it, but the original story was that Tom Cruise compared being an actor to being a soldier in Afghanistan, which is not the case by any means. That isn't even close. And then I guess Tom Cruise or someone issued a retraction or something like that, that wasn't what he said. What he actually said was still comparing being an actor to being in Afghanistan. But what he was comparing it to was the fact that being in Afghanistan, you're away from your family for however long, and being an actor, he had to do a movie where he had to go away for a certain amount of time, and that was what he was comparing it to. It wasn't the actual fighting and the actual stresses of being in battle. I don't really know, and I'm not defending him by any means, because I don't like him, but I don't know what he said. I just know that I've heard two different stories, and I'm not interested in trying to confirm either one. It doesn't really matter to me. But anyways, Kanye West was a little more vocal about what he thought. I guess that he said the other day that being a musician, he compared that to being an LA police officer or a soldier in war. He compared it, and he used those words, he compared it to being a Los Angeles police officer, because when he goes on stage, one of his acts is like being on top of some fucking mountain or something like that, and then he has to like walk down this makeshift mountain, and it's not even an actual mountain, it's like a fucking 20 foot tall mountain, and he could trip and fall and break his neck the wrong way or something like that and die. So he faces death. I mean, Jesus Christ, I face death every time I walk around my fucking house, you little shit. I could walk down the steps and fall down and break my neck. I'm not about to have the balls to compare that to being in Afghanistan. I've been in Iraq twice, you little fuck. Oh. So it's nothing like that. You can't compare everyday life. You can't compare what you've chosen as a job to being someplace where you have no idea what's going on. Yeah, you might step out on your little fucking stage and trip and fall down your stupid mountain and break your neck, but at least you know that you're going to walk out onto that stage or whatever it is, and you know that you're going to walk down and you can practice it 1,000 times. Whereas a soldier in Iraq or Afghanistan goes out on the road and has no fucking idea what's going to happen. No clue. Nothing. No mission was ever the same. You can't compare the two. That is fucking retarded. Just like me, being a veteran from Iraq, I would never compare that to being a police officer in Los Angeles. I wouldn't compare the two for a second. Because know what? I've never experienced that. I have no idea. I have no clue what it would be like to be a police officer in Los Angeles. I kind of have a small idea that it would be a lot more fucking... I wouldn't mind being a police officer in Los Angeles, but I think that it would be tense. It would be very, very intense. That would be just an adrenaline rush every day. to be a police officer in LA. I think that shit would be crazy. So, moving on from Kanye West, I don't want to spend too much time on his stupidity. He's just fucking retarded. I keep going back to Celtic music. Two or three months ago, I heard some Irish song. It was just, you know, it was just a quick shot song that popped up on one of my music stations, and then I started listening to just tons of Celtic music, Celtic rock, Dropkick Murphys, the Rumjacks, Flogging Molly, other bands like that, and I love them. I love all this. I'm an Irish person, and I would love to go to Ireland one day. I think that would be awesome. If I had life to change, if I had life to do over when I was 18 or 19, or you know, maybe after I got back from my first tour in Iraq, I would have definitely moved to Ireland. I'd like to live there for, you know, 5 years. If I had nothing going on here, you know, if I didn't have my daughters and my girlfriend, I would leave and go live there for a few years. I think that'd be cool. I don't really know much about what it's like over there, what you can do for work. From the very little that I've seen, it looks like, you know, working would be similar to here in the States. You know, regular businesses and shit jobs and good jobs and, I don't know, I think it'd be cool. I did read some stuff about it. Some people said, like, you can kind of live in the country and it's just a 10-minute drive to like, downtown Dublin to hit the good bars and stuff like that. So, I think that'd be pretty cool. I wanted to start a new segment this week and read on some of the Craigslist missed connections here in the real New England states, Massachusetts and New Hampshire. I read one earlier that I thought was very interesting. The title of it is "It's Over?" question mark. And this is a woman seeking a man, and this sounds to me like she's talking to her boyfriend or something. It sounds like she's basically saying, I rule you. You don't get to fucking say what you want. This is how it goes, alright? Ha ha ha. Do you really think it's over because you say so? You don't call the shots. Never have and never will. Is this me? You bet it is. Karma is on my side. That sounds like a psychotic chick. That sounds like such a crazy woman who is basically like beating her boyfriend into staying with her. She might not even be like physically beating him. She's probably like threatening to ruin his life if he leaves her, you know. Somehow she keeps him coming back. What else do I got here? That's in New Hampshire, by the way. That's a missed connection in New Hampshire. I got a man for woman here in Dover, New Hampshire. Come back tomorrow. I yelled this as you were leaving. Just to be honest, I find you incredibly attractive, and I was hoping to see you again. Not sure if you're married or single, but either way, I would love to have some one-on-one time together. I'm using a fake email address to avoid any embarrassment if the wrong person replies. So if you're interested, just message me. Put where I work in the subject line so I know it's you. Signed, Your S. That's cute. From Boston. Let's see if we can find a good one in Boston here. Boston missed connections. Man for woman. I saw you at Planet Fitness in Malden. To the woman with the bright tights, I saw you watching me work out. It was cute how you went back to the locker room to fix your hair before coming to the same machine I was on. We even left the same time and were parked next to each other. I need a gym partner. Hope to see you again. That's adorable. Why didn't you fucking say something to her, dipshit? If she was looking at you so much, then why didn't you say something? I mean, granted, I wouldn't be very good with that, but, hey, I don't know. If I saw a girl and I was that intent on thinking that she's looking at me, then I might say something. Something simple. You know, leaving the gym, like, oh man, I can't wait to go home and have a drink now, or something. To the hottie who gave me a big smile at MIT Sunday night in Boston. The large main hallway, it was about 7:30 p.m. You passed me on my left and turned back around and flashed me a big smile. I thought that was going somewhere else. Your gorgeous face stalled me out and I was left speechless. I'm sorry I didn't say hello. I had on the black winter jacket, blue bandana, and short cropped dark hair. You also were wearing a black jacket and had slightly wavy, light medium brown hair. Sadly, I'm sure you'll never see this post and I'll never bump into you again, but it's better than not posting anything. I'd love to see that smile again. I wonder if people actually reply to these. Ever. I kind of doubt it. I just don't think that that's something that actually happens. Let's see here. Boston. Let's see if we can find a good Boston woman for man. My coworker John W. in Framingham. This is a woman for man. Maybe it's just me, but I think we have great chemistry. I find you charming, dorky, interesting, funny, and attractive. Joking with you about the rumor mill tonight made me curious as to your thoughts on why us getting together was crazy based on my age. Surely my age, by the way, she's 25, is the least of the issues. Your complicated situation or my situation seems more of a reason we wouldn't hook up, but my age is your biggest hang-up. That's odd, not that I want to go anywhere, just thought my slight infatuation with you seems to be popping my head. Just wanted to get it out, and what better place than Craigslist? Well, maybe you fucking say something to him, you stupid cunt. You're 25, and if the age is a problem, and his complicated situation, or her situation, sounds like one or both of you are in a relationship. So that's awesome. So we had a 25-year-old slut here posting on Craigslist to hopefully hook up with her coworker. I didn't think that office relationship stuff actually happened, but hey, maybe it does. What else do we got here? Go back to New Hampshire. I'm just going to fly all over this map. This map of New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Maybe I'll search for some more across the country. Let's see what I got local to me. Like a hurricane. Actually, you know what? I want to read this one. It's a reply, so maybe I'll have to look at the guys. Maybe I should see if I can find the guys first one. Because it's an Epping, and I really want to block. I want to see this one. In the shit. There we go. Here's the first one. In the shed out back, this is a man for woman. You look so sexy in your visor and work shirt today. All I can think about is taking you in the shed out back and having my way with you. Oh, that's the shit that I love to see about the difference between guys and girls posting on Missed Connections. Guys post shit like this. More often than not, this is the shit that I see on the man for woman stuff. This is the difference between the two. Guys will post something like, wow, you look so good today. I just want to bend you over my mailbox and fuck the shit out of you. Whereas girls will use Missed Connections in the correct way. Like, hey, I was at the supermarket and we walked by each other twice and caught each other's eye. Like, that's my idea of how Missed Connection works. Missed Connection isn't you knowing someone and being too shy to say something. Anyways, that's my little rant about that. That's a very short rant about that. Her reply. Oh wow, so this person actually replied. At least it looks like this person actually replied. Let me figure it out first. First off, it's way too cold. Secondly, why do you want to make work so awkward? I've told you I need to focus on my life right now. My kids, my family, my life is on the rocks, and all you care about is getting your rocks off. Sorry, but no, not happening. Not now, not tomorrow, not the next day. No, that doesn't mean come to me Tuesday either. Just be my friend like you said you wanted to be, please. That is in Epping. That has me curious. That has me very curious. I wonder who these people are. You know, 'cause they're local to me. I live in Epping. And the original poster put that his age is 99, and I'm forced to believe that a 99-year-old guy is not posting on Craigslist missed connections. I would just be so surprised. But hey, maybe it'd be awesome. My grandfather will be 100 in March. Girl of my dreams, a man for woman in Newington. You were at Savers. You had a big fleece jacket on. You were with a guy. You didn't notice me, but I sure noticed you. I couldn't stop but continuously looking over and gazing at you. You look so beautiful standing there laughing. I can't stop thinking about you. I love you more than the stars in the sky. How is this fucking shit possible? This girl didn't even notice this guy. She didn't even look at him. And yet he's posting, I love you more than the stars in the sky. Why would she come looking here at all if she didn't even notice you? She didn't see you at all. You said it right there. You didn't notice me, but I noticed you. Well, then maybe, I don't know, maybe you should have gone up and punched her boyfriend in the face. I don't know. I think that's all I'm going to read for now. I think that I'll keep this going and make it a segment of my week. But rather than just looking through as I'm doing the podcast, I think that I'll go through these during the week and kind of pick out some of my favorites and save them, and then I'll have them. This way, I'll have them all lined up and ready to go rather than searching through. I like that idea a lot. Hey, anyone, real quick, anyone that's interested in porn, Gage, one of my favorite porn stars, who got out of porn in 2006, I think, is making a comeback. Apparently, she cannot find a real job to save her life. So, she's doing a video with Brazers. I don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be one. I don't know how many. All it said real quick is that she's coming back to do a video with Brazers. And I am fucking excited. I can't wait for that to hit the free sites. I'm not going to pay a membership for Brazers. Unless they pay me to do a fucking podcast or give me a free membership to mention them on my podcast. That'll be the last time I mention them. Alright, so, oh, one thing, you know, last week after I got off, you know, the podcast, I was so fucking hammered I forgot to talk about most of the stuff that I wanted to talk about. And now I don't even remember what some of that stuff was. So, but I did write down two things that I remembered after the podcast that I wanted to talk about. My first one is The Walking Dead. I don't know, you know, just to throw it out there, it's going to be some spoiler alerts. So if you haven't seen them, and hopefully by the time anyone who gives a fuck about me or this podcast is listening to this, they're going to hear, you know, they'll have already watched those. But, The Walking Dead, the mid-season finale is what they call it. I wasn't impressed. I didn't watch it live. I watched it probably 2 hours after it aired. Hold on, let me take a drink real quick. I watched it like 2 hours after it aired, and I only watched it because people are posting about it on Facebook. And, because I usually, you know, it's not that much of an important show to me that I have to watch it right away. I usually wait until whatever my next day off is that I can just sit around and do nothing all day. And I'll watch it then. And I wasn't impressed. I just, nothing, people were posting on Facebook like, "Oh my God, Walking Dead! Are you serious? I can't believe it!" You know, flipping out, whatever. And nothing they wrote, nothing from that show surprised me. Everything that happened, I was able to call before it happened. I knew that Herschel was going to die as soon as they pulled him out of the truck. I knew that at least Herschel, if not Herschel and Michonne or whatever her name is, I knew those two were going to die. There was no doubt in my mind those two people were going to die. The governor, as soon as he put a bullet in that little girl's head, I knew he was going to die for sure. I couldn't be positive that it was going to be the girl's mother that would kill him, but I kind of had a good idea that it would be her. And I don't like to be this guy. I don't like to be the guy who's like, "Oh, I knew that shit was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen." I don't like doing that, but in this case, it's true. I knew all of that shit was going to happen. Rick, I knew that Rick was going to live. Because like I said in my first podcast, you can't kill Rick. He's the main person on the show, and I'm still convinced that he's living a dream. Although, I was a little concerned there. If they'd have killed Rick that night, then I would have been like, okay, now I have no idea how they're going to close off this show, short of a fucking nuclear bomb. I suppose that could be possible, too. I guess I might have to add that to my new how does the show end thing. Either Rick wakes up, he's been in a coma, or they find out that the government, there's only five people left in the government who've decided, oh my God, the planet is doomed, let's just set off a nuclear bomb. Or maybe an asteroid crashes into Earth. I don't fucking know. That would be cool too, if an asteroid crashed into Earth. Or maybe the French have survived, over in London or something. Maybe they've survived and they have a nuclear bomb. And they're like, we need to cut off the cancer of America before it spreads to the rest of the world. And they launch a nuclear bomb and just destroy the planet. Or destroy that part of the planet. That would be cool. That'd be a good ending. I like that idea. So, I wasn't surprised by any of the Walking Dead stuff. It's too bad that they lost the jail. I don't think they can go back there. I don't think that the baby daughter there, I don't think she's dead. I'm sure she's alive. She got pulled out of her baby carriage and put in the bus. And the bus took off with her. I thought the bus was going to blow up. I did think that. That was one thing that was kind of a surprise was, I'm glad they got away, but I thought that the bus was going to blow up. I thought that that guy in the tank was going to turn at it and blow that fucker up and kill off a bunch of characters right then. I didn't even touch on the whole disease thing in that final episode. They spent 4 episodes away from the prison, not focused on the prison at all. And when you left the prison, when you stopped talking about it, there's all this nasty disease and whatever, and they barely touch on it in the mid-season finale. All of a sudden people are like, okay, let's get out of here. So that's kind of what I wanted to say about The Walking Dead in short. I don't want to spend hours on something that I fucked up and missed last week. So that's what I wanted to say about that. Gravity, I watched that movie last night, and I don't know where what the hype was about it. I was disappointed because it was hyped up so much. I have never seen the movie Open Water, and if you haven't either, I'll break down for you what it's about. I've never seen it, and I can tell you what it's about, and I can probably tell you how it ends. It's about a couple that gets married. They go out on some boat in the ocean to go deep sea diving. They go out, they do their deep sea diving, but then the boat leaves without them. And then they come up and there's no more boat. And now they're stuck in the middle of the fucking ocean and they have to survive. And it goes on, they're stuck out there for like a day or two. I don't know how long they're out there. But they're out there for however long in the water, and there's sharks that are like touching their legs and stuff like that, and the end of the movie is them being rescued. And I really fucking hate movies like that, where it's like focused on two characters in one spot the entire movie. I think that's just fucking terrible. But Gravity
Same thing, only worse. It was Sandra Bullock's movie. It was Sandra Bullock the whole way through. George Clooney is in there, and he has all of, like, 20 lines. That must have been the easiest couple million dollars he has ever made in his life. Like, how would he ever turn that down? Why did they even cast him? Why did they cast George Clooney for that role? They could have casted a monkey. They could have cast anyone for that role. They didn't even need George Clooney. They just needed a picture of him, and they probably could have used some soundboards to create the fucking sounds that they wanted. I can't imagine how they justified spending money on George Clooney. His character in the movie had no lines. Sandra Bullock even didn't really have very many lines because she spends 95% of that movie by herself, completely alone. The movie opens up with some credits about, like, you know, in space there's obviously no gravity, and there's no sound, and there's no air, and there's no sound because there's no air, whatever. And I did like how they did certain parts there, where, like, the movie opens up where a bunch of debris crashes into their space shuttle, excuse me, and basically sends Sandra Bullock out by herself into space, and all this shit is just, you know, so all this space debris, whatever, is crashing into their space shuttle at like 20,000 miles an hour, and there's no sound while it happens. Like, all you hear is Sandra Bullock breathing heavy, but there's no sound, and I like how they made that realistic. Not like a Michael Bay movie where, you know, Michael Bay's movies, there's all these explosions in space and fire and just terrible stuff and whatever. But that was one thing that I always realized in those Michael Bay movies, was that that's not realistic at all. I mean, you can't have fire in space. So when, you know, like, Independence Day, the opening of the movie, you know, the first half hour or so, one of the, you know, the mothership there is coming over Earth, and a satellite crashes into the space shuttle, and you see and hear the explosion. You see all the fire, and you hear the satellite go boom. That's not possible. That wouldn't happen. Because there's no fire. You can't have fire in a place with no air. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm almost positive I'm right. That there wouldn't be any sort of fire in space, no matter what. What was the other movie? Might have been Armageddon still, where a bunch of asteroids went by the space shuttle. And, yeah, it was Armageddon. Bunch of asteroids go by the space shuttle, and that thing blows up. Blows up, you know, explosion, fire explosion, loud noise and stuff. Not gonna happen. So in Gravity, the stuff that happened was realistic, where, you know, you see this stuff come crashing into other, you know, into these pieces, into, like, the space shuttle or the space station. And these, you know, it crashes into it, and there's no sound, and there's no explosion. And it was, that was just kind of eerie to see that stuff. At one point, Sandra Bullock is outside of some space shuttle, and all this stuff is flying around her and crashing into stuff, but there's no sound, and it's just so weird. I like that. I like that part of it, the realistic part. But the movie overall, I didn't see the hype. I heard a bunch of great reviews about, oh, it's Sandra Bullock's best movie ever, and she's so good in it. No, she's not. She's not good in anything. I've never seen a good Sandra Bullock movie. I don't like any of her movies. And that's not even me being, and, you know, that's not it. You know, that's not to say that I went into this movie with a biased attitude saying, oh, well, it's Sandra Bullock, I hate it already. I went into it with a positive attitude, if anything, because I had heard so many good things about it. I just want to check real quick where it's at in the box office, but I think it's way up there. Let's go to the box office results. Frozen is apparently the number one right now. Which apparently is some computer animated movie by Disney. Oh, there it is. Gravity is number 12. Over the weekend, last weekend, it made apparently 1.2 million. And so far, it's made $250 million. And its worldwide total is $631 million. Wow, that's incredible. There's no one else. there's one other, well, I guess there's two other voices in the whole movie. There's one guy down at Houston. There's one guy down in Houston who's, you know, communicating with them in the beginning. Not for very long, just in the beginning. And then there's one other guy on the space shuttle with them. And he gets killed off almost immediately. So, you know, for four actors, four people in one movie, and one person is taking up 95% of the movie, and the rest of them, the other three, are taking up 5% each. And let's see here, it says production budget here somewhere. What was the production budget? Where'd you go? I just saw it. Ah, there we go. Production budget was $100 million. And this movie has so far made $631 million. Why? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, I didn't even want to watch it. I just heard such good things about it that I had to watch it. I don't want to pass up a good movie just because I have an issue with the actress, but I can't imagine why it's made so much money. I can't imagine why people are going to see this movie. It's not as good as they're putting it out there for. I would not recommend it by any means. I wouldn't at all. So that's my feelings towards the movie Gravity. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I just watched last night's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's an okay show. It's a little too, you know, G-rated as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, it has to be because it's on television. And it's on during prime time. It's on at 8 o'clock at night. So, I guess I can see why it's, why it's a lighthearted movie, if you will. Or a show, rather. If they put it on FX, 10 o'clock on FX, then yeah, it'd be a lot more interesting to me. You'd be seeing tits and ass and swearing, and I like that stuff. I like watching my shows with some swearing in it. But that show, that was pretty good. I think that Agent May, this is just my guess. So I'm thinking that Agent May is the mother to that girl there, Sky. I think that's the mother, and that's why May is like so reluctant to help and whatever, and kind of a bitch to her. So next, this one's really disappointing. This made me sad. Fallout 4 is confirmed to be a hoax. The website that I talked about last week Survivor 2299. It's a hoax. It's not a real thing. It, Bethesda came out. I don't know why Bethesda waited so fucking long to confirm that. I think that bothers me just as much as anything else. Why didn't Bethesda smash that right away? You know, Bethesda has a Twitter account. Bethesda has a Facebook account. They have their own website. They couldn't have come out somewhere and said, no, this isn't real. I don't know why they waited so long. And furthermore, why haven't we heard anything about Fallout 4? You know, what the fuck has taken so long? I know it takes a while to produce a game, but if you have it in your sights, if you're like, yeah, we're going to start working on this one. You know, we're going to get this going. We got it off the ground. Why wouldn't you put something out there? New Vegas was released 3 fucking years ago now. Why are we still waiting for a Fallout 4? Unless they plan to make it a game that is just so incredible and so huge, who knows? Maybe that's the plan, is to make a map of New England instead of just Boston. Because I am still hoping for Boston. I'm still very, very much hoping for Boston. But I wonder if maybe they'll expand it to be all of New England. I think that'd be awesome, but at the same time, in the spirit of keeping things to scale, Jesus Christ, could you imagine trying to walk from Rhode Island all the way to the top of Maine? And that'd take you weeks to do, I assume. That'd take a long fucking time to walk from A to B. Especially when you factor in that the game is so focused on, like, needing to take, you know, to sleep for a certain amount of time and eat and all this stuff. So it's just like real life. So you could walk for, what's an hour? An hour in Fallout is what? About a minute, right? Because time passes and hours pass in seconds, I think. So, I mean, that'd take you a long fucking time to get from A to B. No cap. I'm sorry. Go away. You can come see me later. So, that was disappointing. Fallout 4 confirmed a hoax. The website, the guy who did it bought the domain name for ZeniMax. He bought the domain ZeniMax.com for like a 30-day trial, and then he uploaded the website, and on one hand he said, I know I'm a douche. And then on the other he said, some guys just want to watch the world burn. And then on another hand he said, in a fictional world where he has 3 hands to go on, he said that he had hoped that pushing that website and getting everyone's hopes up would push Bethesda to take action and say something about the game. And instead, Bethesda was just like, look, if you didn't hear it from us, then there's nothing to hear. End of story. Have a nice day. So, kind of an asshole, but I guess he had good intentions. So, another thing that I wanted to mention last week, I didn't get to. Anyone know any comedy clubs in New Hampshire? I cannot find any. Any place, not even a comedy club, just a place that does open mics, maybe once a week, maybe once every other week, does an open mic, and that is geared towards comedy. And let me break that down a little bit. My brother used to want to be a comedian, and he went and did a bunch of open mics all over the North Shore Boston area, like Gloucester and I don't know where else.
all I remember is going to Gloucester once. We went to a bunch of different places. We might have gone to one in Lawrence. Lawrence or Lowell? I think it was Lawrence. We went to one there. Went to one in Gloucester. Went to a bunch of different open mics for him to do comedy. And that's awesome. But I can't find anything like that in New Hampshire. All I can find in New Hampshire is places that do open mics, but they're like musicians. You know, they'll take anyone. Anyone can go up and do stage time, but it's mostly musicians. Maybe one or two comedians might show up and do a 5-minute set, but it's mostly going to be people doing music, which is not what I'm looking for. I want to go someplace where people are there to see comedy. I don't want to go someplace where people are there to see music, and then I get up there and I try to do some comedy, and people are like, well, what the fuck? You know, they're not interested in seeing me do comedy. They want to see music. So if anyone out there happens to know of a place in New Hampshire, you know, Portsmouth, Manchester, Hampton, those places, if anyone knows any place there that does comedy open mics, maybe even in northern Massachusetts, like Methuen, Haverhill, or Lowell, any one of those places that is doing open mic comedy that is just comedy, not musicians, you know, trying out their music, let me know. I would really like to, I want to get this comedy thing off the ground, and it's killing me that over a month and a half ago, I said I was going to go on stage the first week of December, and I can't because there's no fucking place that's doing open mics. It's really annoying. It's really slowing me down. So I think that's about it for me for this week. Hopefully I can get this podcast thing off the ground. Get people listening to it every week. This is my second week where I've gone for an hour. And again, I apologize for my intoxication last week. That was it was no fun for you, but it was definitely fun for me. I spent the whole day being, you know, just a little bit over a buzz. You know, I wasn't good to drive at any point of the day, but I wasn't falling on my face either. You know, I kept kind of, you know, I'd go up a little bit, and then I'd come down a little bit, and then I'd go back up, and it was a lot of fun for me. Spent 12 hours on, you know, kind of just drinking slowly. Not like when you go out to the bar on Friday or Saturday night, and you're trying to get your quick buzz early, you know, you're trying to get a quick buzz at 9 o'clock, and then you're trying to stay there between, you know, till midnight, and you end up too drunk, and, you know, no one has fun with that. You don't want to get a DWI or crash and kill someone or kill yourself. That's no fun at all. So, yeah. So that's it for me for this week. What's next week? Today's only the 11th. I thought that it was a lot later in the month. Next week's the 18th. It's 2 weeks till Christmas, everybody. 2 more weeks. Hope you all got your Christmas shopping done. I have not even started. I'll get some Christmas shopping done next Thursday when I get paid. So, hope everyone else has some Christmas shopping done. 2 more weeks until the fucking shittiest day of the year. 3 weeks until New Year's Eve. 3 weeks from yesterday until New Year's Eve. It's one of my favorites. I usually like that. Last year wasn't very much fun for me. I'm sorry. The last 2 years have been awesome New Year's for me. Last year I went to, me and my girlfriend went to, a friend of her family's house, and they had like $1,000 worth of Chinese food, and we had a great time just hanging out. I think that we were there pretty late though. We were there until 1:30 or 2 in the morning. That's one thing that I hate about New Year's, is it seems like everyone wants to go home at midnight. You know, right after the ball drops at 12:15, everyone starts packing it up and going home.
And that's not really how I want to bring it in. I want to fuck around and have some fun until 2 in the morning. So, but anyways, that's what they did, and it was a good time. They had fun. And then the year before that, despite how much I dislike my brother now, back then we were getting along, and 2 years ago we had a huge bonfire, and we burned a big treehouse. You know, we took the treehouse out of the tree first, and we put it on top of the fire as a big 12 by 12 all-wood treehouse, like 12 by 12 by 10 or something like that, 10 inches high, and thing was fucking massive, and it went up huge. That was a lot of fun. That was a good time, burning that thing to the ground. That was a huge fire. Flames from that fire had to have been 30 feet in the air. It was great. Just out in the woods, drinking all night. That was a good night. I like that one. So, but those days are gone. I don't really go back to my hometown anymore, ever. Because I don't like it at all. I got nothing but bad memories there. So anyways, that's it. For real this time, I am off the air. And I hope you guys are all good. I hope people will start talking about my podcast maybe and start pushing it. And then we'll get on this. And hopefully I can find some comedy clubs and come out and meet some people, and I would fucking love that. That's my goal for 2014, is to get some comedy going, get on stage, you know, and really get this to take off. That's where my heart, my mind are set right now. So everything between now and then is just working to get there. All right, that's all I got. Peace out, everyone. I will talk to you next week, hopefully. Bye.